We are back with another episode of Never Trust a Skinny Cook. Mike Cummings, along with my friend Miss Sammy Quiggins. And Miss Sammy, how are you today?
I'm doing pretty good. A little chilly around the edges. They say it's going to get better later on this week, so I'm looking forward to that. I got a friend here with me today, too.
Who's there with you?
I got Miss Thurman Duncan, my friend. And we cooked like mad for Thanksgiving. How many turkeys did you cook, Thurman?
Oh, Mike, I cooked 8 turkeys for Thanksgiving.
Oh, my. That's 8. A bunch.
Yes,
besides fried chicken tenders for you all.
Yes, just cooked and cooked and cooked. I'm about turkeyed out.
I can understand that after cooking 8 of them.
Yeah. How many cakes did you make?
Altogether, I made 4 cakes.
Well, you are just busy all the time.
Yes, I'm
busy
all the time.
Well, she works all the time. She shames me to death.
And Miss Sammy mentioned those chicken tenders. We had our station Thanksgiving dinner, and we had chicken tenders from Miss Thurman, and those were delicious. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you. How many did you eat?
I'm not going to say.
Don't ask an embarrassing question like that.
I'm just not going to say, Miss Thurman.
Oh, I'm just kidding with you, Mike.
Let me put it this way. I'm not Colonel Sanders, but I'm not a buck private.
She fixes that good chicken, whole chicken and chicken tenders. She grew up eating that kind of stuff. Her mother, Eula Mae Montgomery from down at Beaver Dam. That's where Thurman grew up, down at Beaver Dam. But then she saw the light and came to Breckenridge County.
I saw the light.
You saw the light. You saw Marvin Duncan.
Yeah. Yeah.
She came to Breckenridge County, but her mother had quite a reputation as cooking there for people. And, of course, Bridget cooks wonderfully, and Davey cooks good, too. But Thurman is the master. She cranks it out like nothing.
Well, I tell you, that is an awful lot of cooking. What time did you have to get up Thanksgiving morning to get 8 turkeys done?
Oh, Mike, I got up. It was probably about 4:30 in the morning. And altogether, I got 3 ovens going. 2 turkeys in each oven.
Okay.
That's how come I got them all done.
Well, and she in that 8, a person or two wanted them the day before.
Right, yes.
You know, people celebrate different days or have
right.
The night before, so she didn't really cook 8 right then. She cooked and cooked and made enough dressing to sink a ship. She's going to give you a recipe today that's an old-fashioned one that I got a feeling was Mama Eula Montgomery's recipe. And this is an old-fashioned Southern thing, sweet potato pie.
One of my favorites.
Oh, it is. Well, this one, you need to try this one because this is really good.
Okay.
She turns them off. She just got the recipe in her head. I said, can you give that recipe? And she said, well, let's see. And she gets to thinking about what she puts in it. Half of Thurman's stuff she can cook without even a... She don't have to have a cookbook.
No, it was all in the head. It's all in my head. Mike, you take about 4 sweet potatoes. You wash them off real good, and then you boil them until fork tender. Then you let them cool, and you peel them. Take the skin off and peel them, and then mash them like mashed potatoes. And you add 1 cup of pet's milk and a cup of brown sugar and 2 eggs and 1 teaspoon of vanilla flavor and 1 teaspoon of cinnamon and nutmeg. And you just mix that up and put it in a unbaked pie shell and you bake it for 45 minutes. And to know if it's done, you just stick a knife in the center. If it comes out clean, it's done and it's ready to eat.
Well, it's really not all that complicated, is it?
No, it's not. It's not.
That's an old-timey recipe. That's something everybody had sweet potatoes in their garden. I can remember Mom made pumpkin pie. She'd use, you know, canned milk, pet milk or carnation or whatever. But probably when Thurman's mother made it and mine, they probably had cream off before they milked the cow and they put that cream in there.
Probably so.
Do you put whipped cream on her or you just eat it like that?
I just cut it, you know, and put whipped cream on top and that's even better. It is.
Well, it sounds good.
It is good.
Whipped cream never hurt anything.
Lord, no, it doesn't. Whipped cream is good. I love whipped cream.
I like whipped cream on pumpkin pie. Oh, I like strawberries with...
Oh, what you talking about? That's good, too.
Thurman makes a good strawberry cake. We'll have to have that one of these days. Have that recipe. And she makes a coconut cake, too.
Well, I'm standing by to taste test anytime you need help, Thurman.
All right.
Well, you come right by here every day, don't you?
Uh-huh.
You can come right in and see if it's... If you think Thurman's are good enough for her to use, you know, you wouldn't want her to pass out something that wasn't good.
Well, no. We'd want to protect her reputation.
I know. I don't think we have much trouble with that. I think everybody knows.
I think you're right.
That's because she gets on the radio with us.
Of course. I'm a celebrity on that radio.
Well, Miss Sammy, I know that you didn't get to have the Thanksgiving that you were hoping for, but I do hope you got a little bit of family time in.
I did. I really did. Nora and Chuck were here. Well, you know, Nora was on a couple of shows with us and talked to us. They were here, and Lee and Shanna came up on Thanksgiving. Then during the time, Chuck's son, Chase, and his girlfriend came down one night. So I had some off. Well, Nora stayed almost 2 weeks, so I had a lot of stuff going on, and Lee and Shannon have been back for another meal since then. It was something going on all the time.
Not the standard Thanksgiving, but at least you got some family time.
Right, not with everybody like we usually had, but Jonathan was here because we did the radio show, and Marinetta's been a little under the weather. She has had a back problem. She didn't get to come. It was as good under the circumstances as it can possibly be.
Well, Miss Thurman, did you get to spend some time with family as well?
Yes, I did. I had family in for Thanksgiving, and I had a granddaughter from Bowling Green, and her daughter and her friend came in, and then Debbie and her husband, and Bridget and Savannah, and Martin, and we had a good time.
Well, good.
We had plenty to eat.
I was going to say nothing to eat. I saw a picture of the table. I think the legs on the table were bowed out. There was so much different food sitting on it.
Had a real good time that day.
I'm glad to hear it.
And it was about 9 of us, and what we did, we just let the windows up in the house. We did, and all sat around and talked and ate and had a good time.
It was a pretty decent day that day, as I remember.
It wasn't
real cold.
No, it wasn't real cold at all.
As we look ahead to Christmas, hopefully the curve on the COVID is going to flatten a little and we can have a little more normal feeling Christmas than Thanksgiving was.
Yeah, you know, last year I had 35 Van Lars for Christmas, and I can't do that because they come from everywhere, and they don't want to take the chance, and I don't want to take the chance of, you know, getting it from somebody. Hopefully I'll get to see all of them a few at a time and outside, and I'm just praying. You know how some Christmases is pretty nice. It'll be 60 degrees, and you can kind of step outside and visit with them, and I'm hoping to do something like that.
Well, we keep our fingers crossed, but I don't know.
I hope so. Did you all get together some?
We had a smaller gathering than usual. Unfortunately, my daughter and son-in-law had both tested positive for COVID and were not able to come.
Oh. So you didn't get to see the baby.
I did not get to see the baby, so I was kind of heartbroken about that. But they're doing better. Nicole was actually going to go, I think, today and have her test done so that she can go back to work.
Well, you know, a lot of the people that I've heard that did test positive, and I've talked to several people, you know, they really were never sick. You know, they really didn't have any symptoms. So I don't know. I don't think anybody understands it completely.
Unfortunately, Nicole and Zach both had symptoms, so they were down, and unfortunately did not get to get out and about on Thanksgiving like normal.
Well, I know you miss seeing her. We all like to see our kids, don't we?
Absolutely.
You got time for another recipe?
Sure.
Got time for a cake recipe? I'll give one of my favorite family cakes that I make, and it's one of Lee's favorite that I've been making it for years. It's a sour cream pound cake. And it's great just like it is, you know, but it's also really good if you have strawberries, you know, in the spring. Put a slice of it out there and dip some strawberries in juice and a big glob of whipped cream on top. But it's a pretty easy cake to make, and it's really tasty. It's a cup of butter, a cup of sugar, 6 eggs, a half a pint of sour cream, 3 cups all-purpose flour, a fourth of a teaspoon baking soda, and a tablespoon of almond extract. And if you don't like that almond taste, you can use vanilla. That's what the recipe originally called for, but I like that, you know, the taste of an almond, so I usually use the almond extract in it. And then somebody said they made it, and they used a coconut extract in it. And you really could flavor it with lemon extract or an orange extract, or whatever flavor suits your taste.
Right.
But I usually put the almond. I do like that. Anyway, in a large mixer bowl, you cream your butter and sugar and add the eggs one at a time, beating well after each one. And you blend in the sour cream. And then you mix your soda in with your flour, and then mix your flour into this wet mixture. You mix that well, and then put in the almond extract at the last. And you grease and flour, which I use that Baker's Joy spray, a 10-inch tube pan. And you can use a bun pan if you like it. But I have a, you know, an Ames food cake pan. I make bake it in. And you preheat the oven to 325 degrees and bake for 1 hour and 15 minutes. And you cool it for about 15 to 20 minutes before you remove the cake from the pan. And it's a good, moist cake. It's good just like it is. It and a cup of coffee are really tasty together. Or you don't even have to have the coffee. You can always drink Diet Coke with it if you want to. You know, as we've said, that takes the calories out anyway.
Right.
But it's really good with fresh strawberries over the top of it.
Well, I can see how it would be. Well, Thurman, thanks for being with us.
You're welcome, Mike.
We appreciate it. Every time you have a chance to come on, you always give us a great recipe. I'm looking forward to trying that sweet potato pie somewhere down the road.
Please do.
And it's pretty easy to make.
Yes, it's easy to make.
Thurman start up 5 minutes, probably take me 15 or 20.
All right. Well, folks, if you would like a copy of any of the recipes that we have talked about here today, very easy to get. Just send us an email here at the radio station, WXBC@BBTEL.com. Be sure to mark it Attention Skinny Cook in the subject line, or you can send that email directly to Miss Sammy at SammyQ@BBTEL.com, and she'll get that recipe out to you.
I'll do that.
All right, ladies, what do we always say?
Never trust a skinny cook.